On this week's episode of A Drier Dose of Disney, Jared shares tips and tricks to get the high score on Midway Mania at Disney.
Welcome to this week's episode of A Drier Dose of Disney. I'm your host, Jared Drier, and today I'm going to be taking you through how to maximize your score on Midway Mania, whether you're in Anaheim over at California Adventure or you're in Orlando at Hollywood Studios. The ride is identical. It's exactly the same. And I'm going to teach you today on how to get that high score over at Midway Mania. Now, if you listen to our last couple episodes, we talked about Miniland over at Universal Orlando and VillainCon, the new shooter ride there, which is a lot of fun. And I did pretty well there. I had a pretty high score and I gave you some tips and tricks on how to do that. And we thought, hey, let's do some of the other rides and teach you how to get high scores there as well. And so last week, then we did Buzz Lightyear Astro Blasters or Space Ranger Spin, and depending on which park you go to. And I gave you tips for both Anaheim and Orlando. And I said, I didn't know if I was going to do Midway Mania. Scratch that. I decided, hey, let's go ahead and do Midway Mania as well. I am not as good at Midway Mania, so I'm going to warn you about that right now. But I'm going to get you to some really high scores, probably the highest in your car very easily, if not the highest within the last hour or within the last month. That'll depend on your competition that's out there. So I can get you at least to a deer level, maybe a bear level if you listen to me. And if you're not familiar with deer level or bear level, it's basically the end of the ride is like the old mallet game where you'd hit it and the thing would go up and hit a bell, but it goes up and it tells you how well you did throughout the game and you win a prize. And this one, when you get towards the top, the very top is bear, then deer, and then cat. And those are the three that I'm always playing in. And it depends on who I'm riding with and what happens. We'll talk about that here in a little bit, but I'm pretty confident I can get everyone at least to a deer if you guys listen to this episode. Now, in addition to that, next week, we're going to be doing Men in Black over at Universal Orlando. That one's also a shooter ride. That one's a ton of fun. I have maxed that one out as well. And it's going to be great to teach you guys how to do the secrets there too. So today, though, we're going to be talking about Midway Mania. But before we dive in and do Midway Mania, what I do want to ask is wherever you're listening to us, go ahead and click pause and click that subscribe button. So that way you're going to get this content in your inbox each and every single week. And with this series on shooter games, this is really important because then these will be downloaded to your device if it's a podcast. And that way, when you're in line for these rides, you could pull it right back up and listen to a 2 or 3 minute clip and know exactly what you're going to do when you go into the ride. So that way it's fresh in your short-term memory. But since we're in season 4, we've got some of our biggest tips and tricks out there right now. And we loaded our biggest Disney tip and trick ever into our Patreon page. So you can find that in the links below. And we want to encourage you to go check that out. It is a little bit more expensive, but trust me when I say the tip and trick is that good and it will get you to the front of quite a few rides when you go to Disney for free. So I encourage you to go check that one out. And then of course, we always have the Drier Dose of Disney condo that you can stay at in Orlando. That's also in the links. And then our cool merchandise back over here. We have an Etsy shop where you can get shirts and bottles and stuff like that. And I encourage you to go check that all out. But before I dive in, I also wanted to say, I just got my new RSVLTS shirt. Again, they don't pay me to say that. I just absolutely love the brand and I love the shirts. This one's a new Mickey Mouse shirt. And we mentioned it on a couple episodes ago, but I'll say it again today. We are fully aware RSVLTS stands for Roosevelt. But if I say Roosevelt shirts, you're going to Google it and you might get a picture of the old president. You're not going to find the website. So RSVLTS is the website and they have everything from Disney to Star Wars to Marvel and beyond. So we love their shirts. And I'll say for me, I love them in the parks just because they breathe really well. They wick away sweat and then you don't ever have to iron them because they come out of the dryer looking really nice. And so I'm wearing them to work now. So I think they're a lot of fun and I encourage you guys to go check those out as well. So Midway Mania, obviously this is at Hollywood Studios in Orlando or California Adventure out in Anaheim. And like I said at the top of the episode, these rides are identical. A lot of people will tell you if you're trying to maximize your score. So if you ever research this online, they're going to tell you the best way to do it is to ride alone. I'm going to tell you don't do that. And the reason I'm going to tell you not to is as we go through the tips and tricks today on this ride, there's multiple times it helps to have more people to get the things unlocked and to open up for more points for you. And only the experts, and when I say experts, I don't even consider myself an expert. And I have done this ride at least 30 plus times in my life. And I can tell you, I'm nowhere near an expert. I'm very good at this game and I get a high score in this game, but I am nowhere near an expert and I'm not good enough to do what some of these guys do when they ride by themselves. I have attempted it and I have failed miserably. So I'm going to tell you, you're probably better to have two people in the car and explain to them kind of the things you want them or their help with. And I'm going to give you those tips and tricks here in just a moment. But I'm going to tell you, you want two people in the car. That's going to help you. As to which side in the car you ride in, it doesn't really matter because there are ways to get points on either side. And we'll talk through those on some of the different screens. But at the end of the day, it definitely helps to have somebody in the car with you. Okay. So here are the tips. When you start, okay, so you've got your 3D glasses on. If you've not ridden this before or it's been a while, you're going to have a little gun in front of you that you pull a string. And when you pull the string, every time you pull the string, it is going to shoot like a dart, or in the warm-up round, it's going to throw a pie at the screen and it's going to do something to pop a balloon or throw a ring at the aliens. One per pull. So when you're going through the game, you're going to be pulling the string like a million times and your arms are going to get really tired. So I encourage you in this very first room when you go into the practice screen, don't go nuts. Don't pull it a million times. So what I want you to do is just get a feel for it. If I aim it up to the top left, how am I hitting these targets in the corner and how long does it take it to get there? Because there's some timing elements that are going to be involved. So when you lob it, it obviously will take a little bit longer to get further back into the screen. So you want to be thinking about those, but don't go nuts. Don't shoot 30 pies off. Just do two or three and just get an idea and then just sit back and relax. Because like I said, your arm's going to get really tired. And I've had multiple times that I went nuts and then I'm in the mine room at the very end. And I'm trying to max out that very last target and my arm is just aching and I can't do it. So I'll encourage you, don't go nuts in the practice room. But after the practice room, it's game on. And so the very first room you're going to go to is called Ham and Eggs, but basically it's the farm room and you're going to have a barn. You're going to have a whole bunch of different things going on out there. And I want to focus your attention to one of two different areas. Okay. The best area, the one where you're going to get the most points, is the hen house. And it's in the bottom corner of the screen. And what you're going to do is you're going to shoot the fox. And as soon as you shoot the fox, then you're going to have a series of hens that walk out of the hen house. And those are worth more points. So you're going to want to shoot those. And as soon as you do, the fox pops back up and you can repeat the process. So focus there. That's where the most points are going to be. Now, right above that, so if you're quick and you're shooting fast, you should be able to shoot the fox. And then there's two pigs on the fence. And if you shoot them, you get a cat right behind it. And the cat is worth a ton of points. So if you go through this rotation where you go fox, pig, cat, and then hit the hens as they're coming out, you're going to get a ton of points. Okay. That is the most points you can get in this round, is just to focus on that corner and hit it as many times as you possibly can. Now, if you're on the other side of the car and maybe your car partner is focusing there, you can focus on the barn. This is the only room when I tell you that there's really two good ways to get a lot of points, and it's the barn or the hen house. When you get the barn opened up, you're going to start seeing mice run around everywhere, and those are worth a lot of points. Now, the mice are more difficult to hit, which is why I recommend the other side. But once you get the mice on the screen, they start popping up everywhere, and they're all worth a lot of points. So it helps when you have two people. If one person focuses on the barn, one person does the hen house, and they just keep rotating through that as quick as they can, because then the mice start popping up and you want to shoot those ones as well if you're doing the hen house. So that's how you get through the first room. That's where the most points are. Don't worry about the ducks or the other things going on throughout the screen. You just want to focus on the hen house or focus up on the barn and getting those mice and those chickens to get you the most points as possible. From there, you're going to go next into the second room. And the second room is where you're going to see a really large volcano in the back. And that's where I want you to focus your attention. So it starts with having one long balloon down the middle. And when you pop it, you get two. And when you pop those two, you get three. So you want to shoot the lava streams, okay? And you want, there's a total of six of them. So you need to get rid of all six. And as soon as you get rid of all six lava streams, the volcano will start to shake and erupt. And it's going to start spitting out 500 point balloons at the top of the volcano. So you just want to aim at the top of the volcano and pull your trigger as fast as you can and just let it shoot through all the balloons as fast as it can. Now, as soon as the volcano's done erupting, you're now going to have two meteors up on the top left and the top right. And again, this is where it helps to have somebody with you. What you need to do is you need to shoot each meteor three times. So when you shoot it, it moves down, and then you have to shoot it a second time, and then it moves down to the third and final place. You need to shoot it the third time. If you can do that to both meteors, you now start an asteroid storm where you're going to get these huge things of balloons that come down, but they're full of 500-point balloons and even higher than that if you can get the red balloons. And you just want to blow up these asteroids as fast as you can. So again, if you have somebody in the car with you, tell them focus on the lava streams. And then as soon as the eruption happens, focus on those meteors and blow up all the asteroids that you can. That's the way to maximize the points in the second room. Don't worry about anything else. Don't focus on anything else. It's not worth focusing on anything else in this room unless it's between when the lava streams are blown up, because they do take a second to blow up and you can shoot something else. Usually if you can get a dinosaur or something at that point in time, those are worth a lot of points. But really you want to focus on the volcano and then the meteors and then getting the asteroids. Okay. The next room, and this is one of the two I think is essential to have a second person. I've not been able to do it without a second person. But when you get in the next room, you're in the army man room and you're going to see trucks and tanks going by and you're going to have plates throwing up in the air and you need to shoot the plates with these baseballs. Now in the center of the screen, you're going to have a little mountain peak and on each side is a little valley. You want to be aimed at those valleys because what's going to happen are two plates are going to pop up almost simultaneously. And that's what makes it hard is I can't shoot one and then hit the other by myself. So if you're each shooting at one side of the valley, when those plates pop up, if you break them, the mountain opens up and a tank comes out. Now the tank is going to be shooting you really high value plates and you want to hit those. But what I want you to do is keep an eye out for that valley where the plate was thrown up, because now you're going to get a series of four plates that get thrown. And those are all worth a ton of points. So you want to be shooting left to right and get all the plates as they go up in the air and then shoot the ones that the tanks are shooting at you as well. So that is a way to maximize your score. Now, again, if the plates aren't up in the air and the tank's not shooting, yeah, you can shoot some of the other things going on. There's a helicopter that goes by. It's got a really high point value on it and you can get some of the other plates, but you really want to stay focused on those valleys and the flying plates and the tank. Now, again, the only way to get that mountain to open up is you have to hit the two plates that fly up at the very beginning. So get ready for that as soon as you get into that room. Next is the alien room. And this is the other one that I think is impossible to do without two people. And your goal is as soon as the game starts, there is a ship in the center that has, I believe, seven or eight aliens on it. You need to get a ring around each one. And as you get them, they disappear and then they'll come back. So you need to clear the entire ship before any aliens come back. And so I think it takes two people to do that. I have gotten very close by myself, but I've had a really difficult time clearing the ship by myself. But as soon as you clear the ship, then the ship disappears and a robot pops up on the screen and you can shoot rings into his mouth. Now, I'm going to tell you right out of the gates, when this happens and the robot pops up, the first time he opens his mouth, it's only worth 100 points per ring. It's not worth shooting your rings at that point. Look for the aliens and the rockets on the corners of the screen and get those 1,000 and 5,000 point items at that point in time with your rings. And then after the robot opens and closes its mouth the first time, then start timing it and start shooting all those rings into his mouth as the point values go up. And you want to get a ton of rings in there. So you need to be pulling that string very quickly to get just the solid stream of rings going into its mouth. So you definitely want to focus on the robot, and then it goes up to 2,000 points. So if you can get 10 of them in there or 20 of them in there at that last one, that's worth 20,000 or 40,000 points. So that one's going to help you a ton. Now, the next one is probably the most technical one other than the flying plates. And that one is you go to what I call the saloon round, and you're going to see the saloon and the bank and these other Western items. And what you need to do is you need to coordinate with the other person in your group that when the screen pops up, there's a handful of targets. Shoot each one once. And when you shoot them, they open up other targets. Don't start going after the other targets until you get all of the first ones open. So that way now the whole screen is full of targets. Once that happens, then you shoot them all down and the screen will reload with a full set of targets again for higher point values. When you clear it again, it will reload again. So it gets you a ton of points really quick. But the trick is, when you're shooting the targets, you have to open them all up first and then start eliminating. Don't eliminate them until they're all open, okay? And then once you do that a couple times, then the car is going to start moving and you're going to start going down the track. Now, when you go down the track towards the mine, I want you to stay focused on the bottom of the screen because that has the higher value targets. So they're worth more points than what you're going to see towards the top. Now, if you can shoot both Top and bottom, have at it, definitely go at it, but more of the points are going to be down towards the bottom. Next, you're going to get to the mind. And in the mind, there's a lot of different strategies on how to do this. But the mind cards are going to start coming towards you, and that's where your focus wants to be, because as you shoot them, they go up in value. So you're going to be focused on the two tracks on your side. Your partner is going to be focused on theirs and shoot those. Now, occasionally a bat is going to appear above you, and the bats are worth a ton of points, but don't sacrifice a cart to get a bat. Meaning, if you just clear two carts and you can shoot the bat and go back to the cart, you're fine. But don't go after the bat and miss a cart, because you definitely need those carts increasing in points to get the maximum amount of points from the screen. So you definitely want to focus first on the carts and then second on the bats. From there, a final big target's going to pop up. And this is when you need to go nuts. You need to be pulling this string as fast as you possibly can and hit this target as many times as you can, because it's unlimited in the sense that you have so many shots at 500, so many shots at 1,000, so many shots at 2,000. And if you can max it out, it will explode, which is a really cool graphic to get at the very end of your ride. So that's the last thing that's going to happen. So go nuts, wear your arm out until it hurts. But your goal is to get that target to explode and then to have Prospect Pete there on the screen in front of you as well. You want to go after it. Now, if you followed this and you went after the hen house and the pigs and the cat, and then you did the lava and you got all the meteors, and then you got the flying plates and were shooting the other flying plates and the tank plate, and then you cleared the alien and got the robot and were feeding its mouth, and then you got the saloon and got all those opened up, you should be at this point over 200,000 points, which gets you to a deer. If you're higher than that, you could possibly have a bear. That one's a little bit more difficult to get, but you should at least be at 200,000 points, if not higher, even knocking on maybe 300,000 or more. Now, our I can do this all day tip of the day for this ride is I have actually watched a person, and you can see him on YouTube, get 500,000 plus points on this. He got 501,000, which is insane. And he did it by himself. So it can be done. But he has ridden it so many times. He knew the timing. When those plates got thrown up, he knew exactly when to shoot the balls, even in advance to hit them. And he was able to clear the alien screen and whatnot. But because he was able to do that by himself, he would tell you, and others will tell you, you can get more points if you do this by yourself, because you're not splitting points with other people in your car. And that is totally true. But it is very difficult to get. I would say I would have to ride this thing maybe 50 times to 100 times to get that timing down like that on those flying plates and on the aliens, especially to get it all by myself. And it helps on the very first one on Ham and Eggs to get the barn opened up and to get the mice going everywhere, because the mice are worth a lot of points. But he did it. It is possible. I have seen somebody get 501,000 points. It is available on YouTube. You can go check that out. It takes a lot of work and a lot of practice. But I can tell you, if you're over 200,000 points, you are beating 95, 98% of the people that are out there. A common score is maybe 70 to 120,000 points if somebody's good and if they don't know all the secrets. For you to get over 200,000 points, you're going to dominate everyone in your car, and you're going to be the highest, no question, at the end of the game. So with that, I do encourage you, again, back to the top of the episode, it's better to ride with somebody else and teach them these tricks so that they can help you. I like to ride with my daughter, and she helps me out as much as she can, clearing, especially, like I said, the aliens and the plates as those ones come up. But if you're able to do that, like I said, you're going to blow out the score. So join us next week as we talk about Men in Black. I wish you guys a magical week as you're planning your next vacation, and we will talk to you guys next time. Bye-bye.